Juneau City Hall was a little busier than usual on Friday, as second graders from Harborview Elementary made their way in from the snow, following instructions from their teacher, Diane and Taya.
Who else is listening? The city of what?
Juneau!
This is our city building.
Antea says the kids made the field trip because they've been learning a lot about cities.
We look at cities as residences, government buildings, open spaces, and businesses.
Her students have also visited Frenchie's Floral Studio as an example of a business.
Coming to City Hall is very empowering, even for young children. They get the sense of the importance of working together to make something great like Juneau.
The class filed into Juneau's assembly chambers, where they met Mayor Beth Weldon.
And you can see all of our names of our assembly members. That's one of the things I like to ask the adults, if they can name all the assembly members, and most of the time they can't.
Weldon began by telling the second graders a little bit about what assembly members do and explained her role as their executive officer.
My job is to try and keep them in line, probably like your teacher in your classroom. Sometimes she does a good job keeping you guys in line, and sometimes it's a little hard for you wiggle worms to hold still and do what you're told. So very similar to the assembly.
She went on to tell the class about some of the things that make Juneau a unique city, like the fact that it owns an airport and a ski resort. A few students had the chance to ask Weldon a question. Some questions were simple.
Do you like being a mayor?
Most of the time. Not all the time, as you might know, but most of the time. COVID has been a bit of a challenge for all of us. But it's really fun getting to meet lots of new people like you guys and to try and find laws that help people.
And other students had more complex questions.
How do you keep the landfill from filling up?
Well, this is going to be an interesting question. We're not. The landfill will just keep getting more giant and giant until it hits by regulation, it can only go so high. We're trying to figure out ways to make that smaller, or else we're going to have to ship it out of town.
To end their visit, the second graders had an opportunity to sit in assembly member chairs and take part in a mock vote. They were asked to decide whether or not roosters should be allowed in neighborhoods.
And people in the audience, can you remind me what roosters sound like? A little bit louder, please.
Oh, yes. Okay, and so we're just going to start from this end and work down. You get to talk once. You don't have to say how you're going to vote. You can just say your thoughts on that.
Willem Kester sat in Assemblymember Carol Treem's chair and gave his opinion on the rooster issue.
I think no, because they can nip at you, and that sometimes hurts.
His mom, Juneau Public Works Director Katie Kester, also dropped by for a visit, and Mayor Weldon told the class a little bit about her job. That part stuck out most to Willem.
They call my mom, instead of Katie Kester, Director Kester, which is kind of weird.
Oh, and if you're wondering where the young assembly members landed on the rooster ordinance, the motion failed 7-2. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.